The federal government rarely makes a move state lawmakers agree with, but Republicans in Florida are taking a cue from a late 80s move by Congress to repeal Certificate of Need rules. These laws govern where hospitals and other healthcare facilities can be built. And according to Sarasota Republican Representative Alexandra Miller,
"We also know from 40 years of studying CON outcomes, it is not an effective mechanism in controlling costs. It is not an effective mechanism for improving quality outcomes. Licensure and specialty accreditation does that for us. And it's certainly not an effective tool for improving access."
The latest data that I've got indicates that there are 36 states and Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia that have some sort of a certificate of need program.
Leading Age Florida President Stephen Brommer is among the nursing homes and other long-term care groups opposing the repeal bill. The effort has been around for at least 3 years, and it's part of the House's efforts to generate more competition in health care. The idea is that more providers will drive down costs. But defenders of certificate of need argue the measures are necessary to make sure there are enough providers in areas where otherwise they wouldn't go. The House healthcare vision also involves expanding access by steering people out of hospitals when possible. And to that end, the chamber wants to allow patients to stay longer in outpatient facilities like recovery care centers and ambulatory care centers. Palm Coast Republican Paul Renner says it's about getting patients to the right spot for the right service.
So we're not putting them in a facility where we need to have people that need acute hospitalization. We're putting them in a situation where, in an ambulatory surgery center context, you typically have healthy people who are receiving elective surgery, such as a colonoscopy or a knee surgery, hip surgery, and the like. And so it's difficult to put an exact number on how that would change the market.
The House has floated the idea before as an effort to give patients more choice when it comes to outpatient procedures. It's also targeted at costs. Hospitals tend to be more expensive than other types of facilities. The conversation around healthcare comes as the state tries to figure out what to do with a growing healthcare budget. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.